Welcome back to the Roundtable's live broadcast from the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls, New York. I'm Joe Donahue.
And I'm Alan Chartok. We're here in this stunning historic home and museum to celebrate the truly remarkable art here, a testament to the vision of their founder, Charlotte Prine Hyde, and her husband, Louis Fisk Hyde.
Besides our on-air duo, our producer, Sarah LaDuc, is ready to do all the things that need to be done behind the scenes and all the dumb things that we should be able to do but often forget and don't have the talent to do. Tech guru Adam Claremont is responsible for getting and keeping us on the air. Roundtable engineer Dave Hopper is pushing the buttons necessary for you to hear us back at home base. We're tweeting pictures at twitter.com/WAMC Roundtable and posting them to the WAMC Facebook page, facebook.com/WAMC Radio. And now it is time to start our show and meet our host.
The wonderful Aaron Coe has established a reputation as one of the leading museum curators in the country. Coe is the Hyde's chief curator and current curator of the Modern Nature O'Keeffe's exhibit. She has curated more than 30 other exhibitions at the Hyde Collection.
In the association with the George O'Keeffe Museum, the Hyde has organized a first-of-its-kind exhibition that closely examines the extraordinary body of work created by O'Keeffe of and at Lake George. From 1918 until the mid-1930s, O'Keeffe spent part of the year at Alfred Stieglitz's family estate, a 36-acre property situated just north of Lake George Village in the southern basin of the lake. The exhibition presents a selection of 58 paintings from both public and private collections. It is a great pleasure to welcome Aaron Coe to the Roundtable. Aaron, thank you so much for being with us. What a delight.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks, Alan. It's great to have you here.
You must be proud. I mean, I'm proud of you. I mean, this is just a gorgeous exhibit and is something that has sort of been missing from the story of Georgia O'Keeffe. The fact that you get to do it here in your backyard and show this off must be a real achievement and something that is, again, that you're very proud of.
Yes, it's been very gratifying, I have to say. I've been working on the exhibition for the past 5 years, so to finally see it come to fruition, to finally see it take shape in the gallery, and I have to say it's been a wonderful past couple of weeks, just as we've been uncrating the paintings and putting them up, and I was always a little nervous about it, how the works would interact, how would they tell the story together as a group. Would this theory I have be proven? And so I was very delighted when we started hanging the show, and everyone in the gallery agreed that it worked.
I think our audience is particularly interested as a curator, how you get all these pictures. You have to negotiate with all these other museums and these private people and everything. How do you do that?
Well, Alan, it's a lot of diplomacy at
is
play,
it?
Yeah. We don't own a work by George O'Keeffe at the Hyde Collection. So as soon as we started out on this journey, it involved other museums and working with our colleagues, starting with the George O'Keeffe Museum in Santa Fe. Mm-hmm. So one of the first conversations I had was with them. That was about 4 years ago, about joining forces and collaborating on this joint effort. And we started working together, and they agreed to lend 16 works from their collection.
When you say lend, does that mean you have to pay?
Oh, no, not in the case of the George O'Keeffe Museum, because it's a partnership. We've co-organized the exhibition together. The other loans in the exhibition, the only fees involved are very modest, what they call loan fees that museums charge. We charge them here at the Hyde. And then, of course, we have to pay for the packing, the crating, and the transit, and the insurance, of course. Yeah, all of that from the museum or private collector to the Hyde. And then, you know, the exhibition's going on a national tour. Excuse me. So it's been a huge undertaking, and I've worked with a remarkable team on this project. It's been a tremendous team effort amongst the Hyde staff and the George O'Keeffe Museum staff.
So you said that when you were putting this together, that one of the things that's gratifying is that you had this theory and now you've seen it realized. So talk to us a little bit about the theory. Let us begin with that.
Yes. The theory is that Lake George mattered to Georgia O'Keeffe, that she was very productive there. One of the things that first struck me when I started curating the exhibition, and really in the early conceptual phase, was just how productive she was at Lake George. And this is in large measure thanks to the catalog Resonné that was published in 1999 by Barbara Bueller Lines, one of the lead authorities on Georgia O'Keeffe. And because of this wonderful source, she documented all of the known works that Georgia O'Keeffe created over her seven-decade-long career. She was very productive. She produced around 900 paintings. Mm. So in reviewing the catalog Resonné, I was able to isolate what I call the Lake George years, 1918 to 1934, and look at what really was her production. And what I discovered, that there's 200-plus works that relate to Lake George, both in terms of subject, works that we know she painted there, like her painting My Shanty, that's of her studio at Lake George. I mean, those are sort of the obvious ones. But then there are the less obvious ones, like documenting the flowers that grew at Lake George, to understand that that's where she encountered them, that's where she painted them, that's where she conceived of them, the tree portraits. So I had to kind of connect the paintings back to the documents, back to the record.
I just want to point out two things. One is that the way the exhibit is broken up. So instead of doing a timeline, she came here, she ended here. Mm-hmm. This is the first. This is the last. The way you've broken it up is a lot of the themes and the subjects. So landscapes and barns and buildings and abstractions and from the garden, tree portraits and Lake George souvenirs, which has a lot to do with leaves and color of those. So to go that route, did that just naturally break down at some point, that those became the natural way for it to introduce it to an audience coming into the gallery?
Absolutely. A few years ago, it dawned on me after creating a database of all of the paintings that related to Lake George, I realized the themes just bubble to the surface.
Okay, but O'Keeffe is known, of course, for the love affair with Stieglitz before he was divorced. Also for the paintings, which had tremendous Freudian implications, which she eschewed all of her life, but which a lot of people see. I'm one of them. And in the paintings, and that's what's brought the patrons in for a long time. But I don't think you're capitalizing on that here at the Hyde, right?
No, this exhibition doesn't engage with the Freudian interpretations that were in currency in the 1920s when O'Keeffe's first enlarged flower paintings were exhibited in New York and kind of, hit the New York art world and took it by storm. That part of Stieglitz's way of promoting O'Keeffe.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing.
He was a genius marketer and promoter of artists, and he tapped into that with O'Keeffe. He promoted her as a female painter of sexually charged floral imagery, which, Alan, as you correctly stated, she denied really her whole life. She rejected those interpretations. This exhibition takes a different look. It really literally looks at her roots at Lake George. It considers O'Keeffe's attachment to place, her strong attraction to place, which many art historians consider is fundamental to her art.
Okay, but I want everybody to come to see the exhibit and to judge for themselves, because frankly, I see it. And I hope that you'll have a little bit of a thing as Alan Wright or as O'Keeffe Wright.
Well, as O'Keeffe once famously stated, there's nothing more to say than what I painted.
That's
so
great.
Let's let the visitors decide.
Sure, but also, out of 55 images, there are landscapes of Lake George, and as you mentioned, of the shanty and of the leaves and of the trees, which do not have that implication, I think.
No.
And they're far from that.
Well, I see four pictures over there on that.
Well, the Jack and the
wall,
Pulpit
the
series
Jack and the
is
Pulpit
what you're
series, which certainly does speak to me.
And as it should. I mean, that's what O'Keeffe wanted. She didn't want label text or curator speak to be attached to her painting. She wanted the art to speak for itself. And that's why, as you look around the gallery, you'll notice there are no extended labels.
Right.
And I've used her quotes on the walls. So I'm not giving you the interpretation. I'm allowing the artist to speak about her connection to place and what Lake George meant to her. Mm.
The one thing that you do on those labels, which I love, is that you will also show other work that is perhaps not included in the show, but does have a direct reflection. And also you will include small images of Stieglitz's work, mm-hmm. in where applicable, that you can see the connection between the two. We're going to take a break in just a second. Before we do, the one thing that I wanted to ask you about is, because you talk about this, the sense of place, and mm-hmm. yet there was always this so much about New Mexico, mm-hmm. and not so much about Lake George. You include this great quote in the catalog, which you write the main essay, which is incredible. I wish you could see the place here. There's something so perfect about the mountains and the lake and the trees. And if you left it at that, you'd say, oh, that's sweet. Then she goes on and says, sometimes I want to tear it all to pieces. It seems so perfect. So there's a little bit of anger there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is reflected.
There's tension.
Is the tension with Stieglitz, or is it with the place?
Well, Lake George was not a place of O'Keeffe's choosing, unlike Northern New Mexico. She chose to go to Northern New Mexico. You know, that was a place that she deliberately made a decision to live and to where she really found, finally, her homeland. Lake George was a place that she went to because of her relationship to Alfred Stieglitz.
Mm.
So there is a little bit of tension there. She needed to find a connection to place, and she certainly found it at Lake George because she was so productive, because she did produce so many paintings, and she ended up finding that sense of perfection in the trees, in the leaves, in the flowers that she grew in her garden, the apples she picked from the trees, the corn that she cultivated in on the farm.
And he took a lot of pictures of her.
And he took a lot of pictures of
her. Some of which were quite controversial.
Yes, some are and some aren't.
Yes,
it really depends on what you're looking at.
Most interesting looking woman.
Yes, she's very striking.
Striking.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will talk a little bit more about the exhibit. Aaron Coe is with us. We are broadcasting live from the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls, New York, talking about the new exhibit, Modern Nature, Georgia O'Keeffe and Lake George. We will continue our conversation after this short break.
Support for WAMC comes from Weston Playhouse Theater Company. Presenting the comedy Educating Rita through July 6th, westonplayhouse.org for tickets and information. Wiawaka, Lake George, New York, an enrichment and revitalization historic lakefront retreat created by and for women since 1903, wiawaka.org for events. And Mildred's Meadows, Duanesburg, New York, locally grown organic produce, grass-fed beef and dairy products, locally made foods from over 50 farmers and producers, mildredsmeadows.com.
Welcome back to the Roundtable's live broadcast from the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls, New York. I think we may have buried the lead because we are broadcasting actually in the gallery, in the exhibit space, so we are completely surrounded by these beautiful images. And so while you're fascinating to talk to, Aaron, I apologize if my attention gets momentarily diverted,
it's,
I must say.
Right, easy to be distracted
it's,
in here.
It's pretty incredible. So one of the things that I find interesting is that, and I knew this, and I was looking, in addition to this exhibit, you also have a Stieglitz exhibit, mm-hmm. Which has photography and basically talks about the Lake George home, which unbelievably was torn down, sold to developers in the 1950s, and everything is gone. The only thing left there is a marker.
Right. They actually, it was a year ago that a historic marker was finally placed at the foot of the hill, or the place once known as the hill, to recognize the fact that Alfred Stieglitz and Georgia O'Keeffe lived, spent many long summers, sometimes as much as 5 to 6 months of the year at Lake George, and produced some of their most important work at Lake George.
And there was no, was there, do you know of any efforts at the time to save that property for, you know, because now any art museum would go crazy to, you know,
oh,
to
of
keep
course.
That alive.
It's so different. Historic preservation has changed so much since the late 1950s, but, you know, this was an era where, you know, they were tearing down Penn Station. So, I mean, there wasn't a real regard for...
yeah, there's that.
You know, there, and also, how do you treat a contemporary or 20th century story? I mean, I don't think that consciousness was at the forefront of the historic preservation movement in this country. We were more concerned with, you know, places that existed in the 18th century, you know, or the 19th century. But, you know, the Stieglitz story, the O'Keeffe story, is very much a contemporary story at the time. I mean, O'Keeffe was still alive.
So in our last 2 minutes, give us a sense of what you hope. I mean, we've talked about this exhibit. We have talked about what your theory and what you have realized here. For this museum, talk to us a little bit about what this does. I mean, the reviews the show has been getting is incredible. The press, where it has been picked up, is amazing. It's a major show, and here it is in Glens Falls. And it's again, back to, we're so proud of you. But I have to, you know, ask of, you know, first of all, how the hell do you follow that up? And second of all, which I'm sure you haven't thought of at all. But you know, like, well, ultimately, what is that? What is, because it brings the museum to a different level, doesn't it?
Yes, this is a landmark exhibition. It's the first exhibition to focus on Georgia O'Keeffe and Lake George. I mean, there have been exhibitions about Georgia O'Keeffe in Texas, Georgia O'Keeffe in Williamsburg, Hawaii, of course, northern New Mexico, most famously and most understandably. But never before has this place that was so important to her life, it was critical to her development as an artist. The 1920s is the period when O'Keeffe becomes known as the painter that she eventually went on to be and became famous for. It all happened in this very exciting period. For the Hyde Collection, we have the place. Mm. You know, we are only 7 miles from Lake George, and we realize how important this story is to our region, to our community, and that there are people who live here, even though that place has disappeared, as you said, Joe, even though those buildings are gone, are no longer with us.
But I think we should remember that this is an important museum, that you have incredibly important other paintings in the place, and that this plays to that.
Yes, the Hyde Collection is in its 50th anniversary this year, and very fittingly, we organized this exhibition to coincide with our 50th anniversary. So we're, in a sense, building upon a long-standing tradition of mounting excellent exhibitions of outstanding quality that augment and complement a very high-caliber art collection of our own.
I certainly urge people to come up and to see the exhibit. It runs through September 15th. It is entitled Modern Nature, Georgia O'Keeffe and Lake George. Also, there's a gorgeous catalog that Thames and Hudson has put out, and it's beautiful and includes your essay and two others, including one by Bruce Robertson from in Santa Barbara. And he will join us later in the program, and we'll be here next week giving. And you have wonderful programs, and you can find out about all of the programs that you'll be doing in connection with this exhibit by going to hydecollection.org, hydecollection.org. Aaron, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Thank you, Alan.